Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Happy Holidays is kind of the theme tonight because I have a very happy person here. She is a singer, songwriter, recording artist. Shannon Corey is with me. Welcome back to the program, Shannon.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Nice to have you back with us. You were here once before. Mm-hmm. We introduced the audience to you. We talked about a lot about your past and your amazing career over the years. And you did all this, and you're only 21 years old.
I know. Can you believe it?
Amazing. Well, maybe a little past that. But Shannon, I would tell the audience that if you check out the website, they would find out that you did things like opened for Lady Gaga at one point in time, mm-hmm. and did a tour of Europe, and toured with David Stills, right?
Stephen Stills. Mm-hmm. David Crosby. I was
I got it. Stephen Stills.
Yeah.
There you go.
But Stephen Stills was
Of credentials, and you're now performing locally occasionally as mm-hmm. well as teaching. Mm-hmm. And you have a CD that we're going to listen to tonight, which is all holiday tunes, if you will.
Yes.
And this CD was recorded about how long ago?
It was actually recorded during COVID.
Okay.
During that whole time, I was starting a yearly holiday concert at the Music Mansion, and then COVID hit, and I was like, well, I've got to do something holiday. So I got the guys safely into the studio, and we recorded an album instead.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back a little bit more in time and find out a little bit more about your past for those that might have missed the first show. What town did you grow up in?
Well, I was born in New York City, and then when I was 3, I moved to Rhode Island, and I lived in Providence until about middle school, and then moved to Cranston.
So
I'm a Cranston girl.
Pretty much Rhode Island.
Pretty much, basically Rhode Island.
From the time you were 3 on, so that counts, I think, now.
I think so, although I did move back to New York at 19 and stayed till 31. So I don't know.
Oh, you could be on
the half and half.
Could be on the fringe of being acceptable as a Rhode Islander, but
or a New Yorker.
Or a New Yorker. There you go. Let's talk about your musical background. When did you mentioned you came here at the age of 3. Mm-hmm. At what point in time after that did music become a factor?
Well, my parents were really into music, and they got me, into that 70s folk musical theater world when I was really young, and they put me into musical theater right away when we moved to Rhode Island. I was part of Kaleidoscope Theater. Do you remember them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was Little Red Riding Hood. I was Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Oh, well, I was Goldilocks. I wasn't all
of
them.
You weren't the Three Bears.
I wasn't the Three Bears. That would have been a really cool show. But I performed at the Cape Cod Melody Town. I mean, I was doing a lot of stuff when I was younger.
Playhouse you mentioned off air too, right?
Yes, and then Barker Playhouse. I did the Christmas Carol and The King and I. I was doing a lot of theater when I was younger. And then I joined the chorus in high school and was in love with obviously singing and being part of choirs. And then in college, I graduated in musical theater with a degree, but then I immediately wrote a original album and became a musician again. So I've been back and forth between musical theater and music my whole life.
And writing a lot of your own material over the years.
Yeah, right after college, I did a lot of auditions for musical theater and was not happy with the world because it was very difficult in New York.
Sure.
So I was working at a place called Theater Row off Broadway, and I was a bartender and working in the tech department. And during the bar times between shows at intermissions, I was like writing music instead of serving wine. And my boss, there was a piano right next to me, and my boss at the time, Jason, was so cool. He was like, you go play and I'll serve the wine. So I was like writing music on the piano, and then the first album came out. It was really cool.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Great story. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's get everybody in the mood for the holidays. Christmas is only 2 weeks away, believe it or not.
Nope.
And so we want to get everybody in the mood. And this first song, I don't know if people think of this as a holiday song.
I know, and it seems to be, but it's also the song that seems to stay in rotation after the holidays on a lot of jazz playlists. So, why do we think it's a holiday tune?
I don't know. It's on your holiday CD.
I think it's because there are some lyrics that sort of allude to the holidays. Now I can't even think of what they are.
Well, the audience can be thinking with us if they knew that we were talking.
Snowflakes and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodle. Right. I think that's the only thing that maybe alludes to Christmas.
There you go.
But whatever it is, we associate it.
It's the time of year.
Yes, it just sounds so happy and joyful.
All right, so let's listen to My Favorite Things.
Are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored
soul with noodles. Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses, blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. So
beautiful music. Other than you singing, there's obviously other people playing instruments during that song. Tell us about them.
Well, when I first started looking to play when I got to Rhode Island, someone mentioned Joe Perillo as an exceptional pianist.
He's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool. And then I watched Katie Klayla. She performed with Joe at one of his Jazz Friday night. His monthly concerts.
I think she did some recordings with him too.
I'm sure. Yeah. Absolutely. And so I saw him play with her, and of course she's exceptional. And then I saw him play, and I was like, I wonder if he'd be interested in also playing together. And so we did a couple gigs, and then him and Brendan Burns on drums and Steve Skop on bass were kind of like his little trio for some things. Mm-hmm. And so we all got together and started practicing and started that yearly concert.
There you go. And for those of you that are going, Joe Perillo, where have I heard that name? Hopefully you've heard it here on WCRI, because he has a Friday night show called Jazz After Dinner. Joe is a Grammy-nominated pianist, jazz pianist, and he also is a Steinway artist. So, you know, some pretty good credentials there, too. So you were in some fast company.
Yeah, I did not realize. I mean, I obviously did some research. Everyone talks so highly of him. And then we started playing, and I was like, he's much more well-known than I realized, and very, very talented.
Very talented and very well-known in this area, but not quite as well-known as you know, Lady Gaga.
No. Now,
tell us how that happened.
I was, after I wrote my album in New York, I started trying to book shows everywhere. And so I got a residency at Bitter End and just some places around the city. And then I ended up booking at Rockwood Music Hall, which is in on the Lower East Side. And so I played there often. And the owner called me one day and said, hey, there's this new act. She's going to be huge. Her name is Lady Gaga. Do you want to come and just open for her? Because she was obviously also she had come up in the Bitter End as well, right, but under Stephanie, under her original name. And so I was like, sure, it'd be great. So I did my whole spiel, and then I saw her and was like, oh man, this is going to be, and it was so crazy and different. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And talked to her for a bit, and literally the next day she was Lady Gaga. I mean, like nobody knew about her yet. And then the next day I was like, what is this new number one single?
What just happened? Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I got a chance to open for a lot of really cool people over the years.
Well, that's great. And we'll talk about some of your tours later on, through Europe, and quite interesting career path that you went on.
Yep.
But let's get one more song in before we take our first break. This is a lot more traditional for Christmas. It's called Let It Snow.
Yes.
Right? How did this come about for you?
I wanted to do something fast. And I love a song. I love the Michael Bublé version. And I just looked at Joe and I was like, just play it fast. That's it. And then we have this this is what came out.
The fast
Just
version.
Just play it really fast.
All right, Let It Snow in 2 minutes and 30 seconds. We'll listen to that and take a short break and be back with more of Shannon Corey.
Is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear is still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights often way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And we finally kiss goodnight. Oh, how I hate going out in a storm. If you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow. Let it snow.
Holiday music with Shannon Corey, our special guest here on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and pleased to be sitting with Shannon. As a matter of fact, I've been pleased to know Shannon for, well, almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And we've done some shows together and had lots of great conversations, but I'm always fascinated by your background you know, maybe there's a little jealousy in there, you know, where I grew up, kind of stayed put. You know, I did one national tour and I didn't do much. But you took the big leap. You went off to Europe at one point in time, right?
Yeah, it was an accident, to be honest. I was living in Boston and
you didn't know that you got on a plane?
Well, I knew I got on a plane. I just didn't know I was going to stay.
Oh, that's there. Okay.
I was in a wedding band in Boston and I wasn't doing anything creative anymore, and just kind of everything was getting a little stale. So I found this vocal workshop opportunity in Poland. And I was like, let me just go work and do something different. So I went there. The 2 weeks were over. I made some great friends. And before I flew home, I went to this jazz club and was like, let me just sit in. It's called Horrenda. And so I was like, let me just sit in and play a few or sing a few songs before I get on the plane. And Michał Sultan is his name. He's actually on the Poland version of The Voice right now, and he's at the semifinals. But he was like, you're a jazz singer from America. And I was like, I am. And he goes, I could book you so many gigs. Stay in Poland. And so I thought about it. I changed my flight for the next week. And we did a gig, and then I changed it for the next week. And I went with a girlfriend of mine to another city, and we sang at a Polish wedding. And then I realized, I'm like, I'm spending $400 to keep changing my flight. Why don't I just not fly home? And I called everyone I knew and was like, I'm not coming home. And I stayed for a year and a half and wrote so much music. And the concerts were huge. It was just such a great time. It was so awesome.
So your family just accepted this?
I mean, they at this point, my dad was like, at this point, I have no idea what you're going to, like, I was in Africa. I stayed in a Buddhist retreat center in California at one point. So he was just like, just let me know when you're coming home.
All right.
He's like, we're used to this.
Well, that's great that you had that kind of support back here.
Yeah. I couldn't have gotten through it without my dad. He literally supported me through Poland. So.
Excellent.
And my mom. All right.
Well, interesting story on this next song that I'm not real familiar with. This isn't one of those standards like Jingle Bells, right, or, you know, something like that. Tell us about this one.
So I used to work at Birdland in New York City. It was one of my first gigs before I started playing out with my original music. And it's what inspired me to, or it's just what made me fall in love with jazz music, really. And this woman that would perform there a lot, her name was Hillary Cole, and she had this version of this standard that she played and sang, and it was so emotional and beautiful, and it was one of the reasons I sort of wanted to start singing more jazz music. It's called Blackberry Winter. It's not really about the winter. I think there's like a couple days in spring if it gets really cold. They call it a Blackberry Winter. Correct me if I'm wrong. I have to look it up again. But it was just so beautiful. And I thought it went so well with Joni Mitchell's River, which is a song I used to sing all the time when I did gigs in the holidays in mm-hmm. New York. And so I just thought, what happens if I mash them together? And it worked really nicely.
There you go. So we're going to hear the mashup.
Great.
Blackberry winter comes without a warning, just when you think that spring's around to stay, and you wake up on a cold and raining morning and wonder what on earth became of May. Blackberry winter only lasts a few days, just long enough to get you feeling sad. When you think of all the love that you have wasted on someone that you never really had. I'll never get over losing you, but I have to learn that life goes on and the memory grows dim like a half-forgotten song till the blackberry winter reminds me that you're gone. Oh, it's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, you know, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money and I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. He tried hard to help me, you know he put me at ease. And he loved me so naughty, it made me weak in the knees. I wish I had a rib I could skate away on. So hard to handle, you know I'm selfish and I'm sad. I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. I wish I had a river I could skate away. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, oh no, I wish I had a river I could skate away. So lonely, most of all in springtime. I wish I could enjoy the 1st of May, but I seem to know that blackberry winter, it's not so far away. So far away.
Shannon, we have time for a quick one before we take our next break. And this is very traditional, right?
Of course, yes.
Tell us about why you chose this for your album.
I think it's cute and it's a short tune. And my husband and I got a chance to do something together on the album. He's a ukulele guitar player. I mean, he's a multi-instrumentalist, but
he's a multi-instrumentalist.
He plays literally everything you can imagine. He even just bought a trumpet, and he's like, I'm gonna try the trumpet. And I was like, great. So he really does everything. But we decided to do this because it was cute and fun and kind of stripped down the a cappella-y version. I have a very simple, like, Norah Jones-y octave solo in the middle. It's just cute.
We should probably tell the audience your husband's name, just to give him a little credit.
Of course. His name is Mike Maven.
Mike Maven. Yep. We'll listen to this tune, take a short break, and be back with more of Shannon.
You better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list.
He's checking it twice.
He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you
you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness, good for goodness sake, go. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'll tell you why. Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Shannon Corey is our guest on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're getting in the Christmas spirit since the holiday is just 2 weeks away, and we're listening to a CD that was produced a few years ago by Shannon with a holiday music on it, so to speak. And Shannon, if people have been listening and say, that's cool, where can I get that? It is possible, right?
It's absolutely possible. There's a website called Bandcamp where I'm selling the entire digital album, but you can also order it and I can send you an actual copy with stickers.
There you go.
So just look up Shannon Corey on Bandcamp.com.
Now, the other thing people can do is go and hear you occasionally live at various places. I know that you play in at some restaurants occasionally. And so that's an opportunity that lets stuff be posted on your website.
I'll always post where I'm playing on my website. Yeah, Mike and I have a folk cover duo as well. That's called You and Everything. And so we play at Luigi's in Johnston a lot. And we'll be booking some gigs after the new year. So you can go to ShannonCoreyMusic.com.
ShannonCoreyMusic.com. Don't forget that. Check it out. A lot of great pictures on there, too, of your tours.
Over the years, I know.
There's like hundreds of pictures on that website, and it's very cool. All right, let's get back to the music, and this one is Merry Christmas, Darling, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And you said there's some different backup players in this, right?
Yeah, it's just a piano solo, piano vocal solo version. And Mark Schlansky is performing. He's out of Boston, works at Berkeley. He's an incredible piano player.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something new, but every day's a holiday when I am near to you. Oh, the lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. That Happy New Year to. I've just one wish on this Christmas Eve. Oh, how I wish I were with you.
We finally get to the portion of the program where we're going to do some a cappella. This is your favorite. My favorite. There's a little piece you put on the CD. It's just you singing. Tell us why you decided to do this.
Backstory, Mike and I, my husband and I, went to New York City for, we got an Airbnb with us and the dog for a month during COVID. Because, of course, I would go into New York during COVID, being the New York City girl
everybody
I am.
Else
of course,
getting
everyone's
out,
getting out, and I'm just like, let's hunker down in New York. So I was finishing the album there. Mike was mixing it. And I just thought six songs doesn't feel like a full album. I wanted something else, and I just thought it would be cool to record this song, which means so much to me. I was by myself. I had no other musicians. So I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to sing it myself. So we shoved a bunch of towels into this tiny little closet in our apartment. And I went in there with this really great microphone and just sang it through very simply. I just wanted it to feel kind of like you're just alone in this moment. You know what I mean? Like one of those driving in the car.
Right. And you're
movie
actually
moments.
Thinking about the lyric of the song.
100%.
100%. Yeah. Here we go. I'll be home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams, and I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. Christmas, you can count on me. Please have snow and some mistletoe and presents by the tree. Christmas Eve, it will find me where the love light gleams, and I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams, if only in my dreams.
Shannon, I want to thank you so much for coming in and sharing your music with our audience tonight. It's all beautiful.
Thank you. We
have one more piece to listen to, which we'll close out with. But before we do that, you're not performing as much as you used to because you are in such demand as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Now, teaching from Boston to URI to New England Tech, right?
Yep.
All these places and your own private students.
And my own, yeah. I just opened a school last year called Middle C Music School in Cranston. Have a lot of local kids that have joined, and we do concerts at the Music Mansion, of course, and it's just been so great, but I still have students that I've been teaching for years and years in Newton, so I kind of go back and forth. And then just in the last couple months, these jobs at New England Tech and URI kind of fell in my lap, so I've been very quickly coming up with classes or syllabus plans for the New England Tech and doing research for URI, so I don't really have time to book tours or anything right now.
Well, you know, people, I'm sure locally, don't think of New England Tech as music.
Right. No, but there's an applied music course for the digital media students so that they can get used to instruments coming into the studio and sort of they learned how to compose on the piano. It's a really cool class, actually.
Right. Mm. And then at URI, you didn't do classical music.
No, it was just about a month stint, a 12-lecture fill-in for my friend Joe Bentley, who got cast in a musical in Beverly and was just like, can you please fill in for 12 lectures for the history of rock and roll? And
I
was like,
the history of rock and roll.
History of rock and roll. And let me tell you, I got the 65 to 1980 years, and I was like showing them pictures of me on tour with Stephen Stills, and then like my gig at CBGB's right before it closed 3 months later with Patti Smith. You know, I mean, it was cool. I had a really great time.
Excellent. All right. Well, obviously, we've had you on the show before. We can look forward to the time when you can come back sometime in the spring, hopefully, and we'll listen to some different kind of music at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But we have one more tune to go right now, and that's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
This is anything you need to tell us, or is it good to go?
It's good to go. Just Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, everybody.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, Shannon. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. May the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Thank you. in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. And through the years, we all will be together. The fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. A merry little Christmas now.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.